So, Michael, you have done so many contributions to so many areas of computer science. Talk about one or many, and where do you think it's going?
So I spoke about my work extensively, of course. And computer science underwent a number of evolutions, and because of the quick pace, one can even say revolutions. So to begin with, there was Alan Turing's model of the computing, of the Stored Program Computer, which, as I mentioned, had such an influence on my decision to go into that field, which at the time didn't even exist. Then people started building actual electronic computers, and there was a great emphasis on technology which really had to do with so-called mathematical machines. So finite automata that I haven't mentioned before are models for sequential circuits. And then non-deterministic and deterministic so-called push-down automata play a pivotal role in at least the syntax of programming languages. And for about maybe 20 years or so, there was a great emphasis in research on automata, other mathematical machines, programming languages, formal languages, also in connection, of course, with linguistics. And there was also a considerable emphasis on efficient algorithms of various kinds. So the book by A. Hopcroft and Allman, and of course also Knuth's classical books, are an example of this strong emphasis on algorithms. The emphasis started to shift. The emphasis started to shift towards issues of communication, the internet, electronic mail emerged. And I think that even the people who were involved in that, who suggested the internet, suggested email, other forms of connectivity, perhaps didn't even realize where all that is going to lead. And then this evolution, revolution, explosion started to accelerate, and we, over the past, say, 10 years or maybe 15 years, 10 years, we went into a phase where the main application of computers is in the world of information sharing and dissemination. So you have, of course, general email connectivity. A person can't live without email in its various forms. We have telephonary communication via computer. We have search engines, and that I consider to be the most exciting development. We have search engines. We have that world of information, let me mention Wikipedia, but many other resources available to everybody at literally at their fingertips. We have information retrieval, how to extract useful data from all of that information. And I think that despite Google, Wikipedia, we have the world, of course, of social connectivity, Facebook and other forums. We are only at the beginning of this aspect of the revolution. And I foresee a situation where somewhat imprecisely speaking, there is going to be a worldwide network of knowledge, and that people are going to create and share knowledge in a way that of course never existed, but also in ways which we can't even foresee now. So that, and that is going to apply in the future to historical knowledge. It's not going to be any more archives, and of course now email is perishable, but there is going to be a phase where governmental and other exchanged information will be preserved, because as I mentioned before, storage is costing essentially nothing, and there are going to be, say, the study of history of, you know, starting maybe even before the second half of the 21st century. This is all going to be computerized and going to involve various searches of the kinds that we can't even imagine today. But it's also going to enable people to, it's already possible now, but to a much greater extent, to get information about any subject of interest, like medical subject, in a way that was unimaginable 10 years ago. It's possible now, but in the future in ways which are completely unimaginable now. And people talk a lot, and justifiably so, on, let us say, applications of computers to biomedical research. That is very important. It is not, however, something of a new kind, because computers were applied to the study of chemistry, physics, engineering, and so on. That occurred, so now we have a new area, or a very important one, of application. But this worldwide world of knowledge and exchange of knowledge is where I feel much of, you know, the coming future is going to lie in.
Great. Thank you.
So if you